Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. In just a little while, we're going to tell you about a one-of-a-kind resource that will help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Loss.
Can you lose your youthful beauty? I mean, I'm fighting the middle-aged bees, baldness, bifocals, and bulges. You can't build your life on something that's not going to last. For ultimate security, you must build it in something that cannot be taken away from you, and there is only one thing that can never be taken from you. That is your relationship to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "They are in my hands, and no man can pull them out." That means I put my trust in Jesus Christ, say, "Jesus, guide me the rest of my life." And I put myself in His hands, and you're in good hands with Jesus. And there are times in life when you want to pull your hand away and you say, "Oh, I don't want to be a Christian right now. I got something I'd rather do right now." And you may want to let go of Him, but He's not going to let go of you. Just as a loving father with a child walking down a steep cliff, the child wants to let go, but the father's not going to let go. Why? Because he loves the child too much. And there will be times when you don't feel like being a Christian. It doesn't matter. God's still going to hold on to you. And He may have to jerk you a little to get you back in line. But He's doing it because He loves you. Put your trust in something that can't be taken away. That's what it means. What's important? Then number five, and this is the most important of all. When you go through the losses of life, rely on Christ. Rely on Christ. This is the secret of strength in the losses of life. Paul says in Philippians 4:13, listen to this. "I have learned," notice it wasn't automatic, "I have learned the secret of being happy at any time in everything that happens. I can do all things through Christ, because He gives me the strength." Now notice He isn't saying here, "I can do all things because I listen to motivational tapes in the morning. And I psych myself up and say, if I act enthusiastic, I'll be enthusiastic." And you just kind of buck yourself up with a little bit of self-talk and think, "Wow, that's great." You know what? Self-talk's okay, but it'll only take you so far. And in the losses of life, it just isn't good enough. And when you've lost a loved one, that ain't enough. Pardon the language, but it's not. You need Christ who strengthens me.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
As Jesus made His way to Calvary on the road called the Via Dolorosa, which translates to the way of suffering, there were 15 stops He made along the way, which hold tremendous significance for every Christian. Since many of us may not be able to travel to Jerusalem to visit this place, Pastor Rick Warren has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover and is filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us from our sins. The narrative will give you deep biblical insight into the most important event in human history. this powerful resource makes a meaningful gift. It is only available through Daily Hope, and we'll send it to you when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. By the way, for the next 6 days, anything you donate to this ministry will be doubled by a very generous Daily Hope listener, up to $25,000. So please contact us today to let us know how you would like to help. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004. Or visit PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle.
Once again, here's Rick.
I can do all things through Christ, because he gives me the strength. Now notice he isn't saying here, I can do all things because I listen to motivational tapes in the morning. And I psych myself up and say, if I act enthusiastic, I'll be enthusiastic. And you just kind of buck yourself up with a little bit of self-talk and think, wow, that's great. You know what? Self-talk's okay, but it'll only take you so far. And in the losses of life, it just isn't good enough. And when you've lost a loved one, that ain't enough. Pardon the language, but it's not. You need Christ who strengthens me. Now listen, the key to crisis control is Christ control. Let Jesus Christ be Lord of the losses of your life, and you'll make it. The acid test of a person's faith is not while you sit in church, but how you handle the losses and the tragedies and the unexplainable disasters of life. Shondell is going to come give her story. Would you give her a warm welcome?
Tom mentioned in his message last Sunday that the church where he pastored before Saddleback was involved and was destroyed by a flood. But being a typical man, he only shared half the story. So I'm here to give you the other half. He failed to mention that our house was located a half a mile from that church. I really want to share with you today how God was with us and what he taught me during our season of loss. On February 20th, 1986, a levee broke near our home in Marysville, California, just north of Sacramento, due to the heavy rains from that season. I'd cleaned house all day getting ready for a woman's meeting that was going to be at our house that night. And Tom, being the wonderful husband that he is, said, let's go out to dinner to keep the kitchen clean. We should have known something was wrong when Carl's Jr. was empty. We overheard on somebody else's radio that the levee had broken and our area was being evacuated. There was a bridge between us and our home, and so we obviously could not go back. Although my first thought was to go tell the women that we would not be having the meeting. Tom said, they'll figure it out. We headed the other way to a church member's home. We asked to spend the night, and we ended up staying a week. We anxiously watched the news, hoping or possibly dreading for a glimpse of our house or our neighborhood. After a couple days, we saw on the front page of the paper what we figured out was our neighbor's house, and the water was to the roof line. In the coming weeks, we made several trips in by boat. The realization of the extent of the damage was slow. Maybe that was a blessing. Since the water was about 9 feet deep, we had to gut the entire house. We didn't have flood insurance, and so the financial loss was tremendous. Since my business was home-based and our church was also involved, every area of our life was affected. First grief I had to face was the fact that we weren't home when it happened. We were so close and yet so far, so we weren't able to gather any irreplaceable things. We literally had the clothes we were wearing, and that was all. Tom comforted me with the fact that we were all together at the time and that he wouldn't have allowed me time to stop and pack. Even then, he knew I wasn't an exactly fast packer. He reminded me that our precious 16-month-old Ryan was much more important than his baby pictures. The weeks and months that followed were exhausting. There were some things that were salvageable, but they were covered by layers of slimy river mud and who knows what else. that didn't want to come off with several washings. We were out of our home for 7 weeks, and we got back in just as soon as we could get particle board down on the floor and the bathtub hooked up so we would have running water. So what did God teach me through all of this? That He is always there, and He's in control. An unthinking church member said, he was praising the Lord that his house had been spared, and he said, you know, it's just like God said, the water can go this far and no more. And I thought to myself, yeah, well, why didn't he say it a few blocks earlier? God did sustain us, though, in unbelievable ways. We'd fall into bed at night after mucking out our house in the mud and or looking for a place for our church to meet, but we didn't get sick. And there were tons of crud in that water. A special miracle that God did for us was to retrieve all of my client records and all of Tom's sermons. Yes, we would have saved those too if we could have. From computer disks that sat in mud for over a week. Now, we didn't get a single game, but we got all the important stuff. He taught me that He uses His church to meet each other's needs. The outpouring of help and food and clothes and money was literally overwhelming. Losses like this put life in perspective. It really does make you think about what's important and what will last. Our possessions were wiped out in a matter of minutes. But you know what? A year later, our home was rebuilt and basically furnished. This was the time in my life when I became a garage sale-aholic. So if I end up in your front yard on a Saturday morning, you'll understand why. God gave new meaning to Matthew 6:19-20, which says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot consume and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If it can come and go that easily, then it's not worth investing a lot of time or money or worry in. On the other hand, when I realize that I could have lost my husband and my son in those same minutes, my values tend to shape up. I needed to focus on what was left and not what was lost. I'd like to be able to say that God taught me these lessons and then we moved on to other things, but that's just not true. I thought I'd never overvalue possessions or our home again, that I'd never take my husband or children for granted, and that I'd always be generous with anybody who was in need. But I still struggle with these things, constantly sometimes it seems. Sometimes the loss becomes fresh all over again, like when I was looking for old pictures to help celebrate Tom's 40th birthday. I still have a hard time using felt tip markers because anything that was written in felt tip was washed to a blank page. But then there was another season of loss in our lives that was very, very painful. Many of you have heard Tom refer to the fact that we faced infertility. After postponing our starting a family until after Tom finished seminary, we began to try to have children. And we, after a year of tests, the doctors had said that we probably would not be able to conceive. Then I became pregnant, and we realized that God had done a miracle. We were unbelievably overjoyed. But then after 11 weeks of carrying that baby, I had a miscarriage. It was like our one-shot miracle was over, and we really wondered what God was doing. Tom and I learned to refuse to be bitter, although I figured I'd never be pregnant again. God knew different. A year and 9 months later, our son Ryan was born. God has blessed us with three precious children. During seasons of loss in my life, it seemed like they would never end. But I'm learning that the season of loss is like other seasons. It will pass. And God is right there with me, uplifting, guiding, directing, and comforting me through each season. Thank you.
Exactly how do I rely on Christ when I go through this season, the season of loss? Let me close by giving you three quick suggestions. When you come up on one of those seasons that knocks you for a loop, and you lose something that's very dear to you, you do three things in relying on Christ. First, lean on Him. Lean on Him for stability. Your first need in any disaster or crisis of life is stability. Because a major loss always knocks us for a loop. And our bearings get mixed up and our feet are knocked out from under us. And you need stability. Where do you get that kind of stability? By leaning on something stronger than you, Jesus Christ. Notice these verses. Psalm 125:1. Those who trust in the Lord are as steady as Mount Zion, unmoved by any circumstance. You know, the islanders of the South Pacific, when a hurricane comes by or a tidal wave and they know that their little grass thatched huts are going to be blown away or swept away by the water, they will tie themselves to these enormous palm trees so that the winds and the waters may come by them and even pass over them, but they are not swept out to sea. You need something like that in your life. You need to lash yourself to Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation, for stability. Notice these other verses. You, Lord, give perfect or true peace to those who depend on you. And in a crisis, you can either panic or you can pray. Those are your options. Then Psalm 112, such a person will not be overthrown by evil circumstances. God's constant care of him will make a deep impression on all who see it. He doesn't fear bad news, nor live in dread of what may happen, for he is settled in his mind that God will take care of him. As I said, you're in good hands with Jesus Christ. Martin Niemöller, who spent 3 years in the Dachau Nazi death camp, said, you are amazed at how strong you really are when God is in you. Lean on him for stability. Number two, listen to him. Listen to Christ for direction. You need to do this because the second greatest need in a season of loss is you need guidance. You're going, what do I do next? What now? What's the next step? And again, God wants to help. Jeremiah 29:11. I know what I'm planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I give you a hope and a good future. God says, the plan that I have for your life is a plan for hope. It's not a bad plan. It's a good plan. And so we come to God and we say, God, lead me, direct me, guide me. Tell me what to do in the next step. I want to help you. Remember that God's purpose for your life is greater than your problems. He is a good God. He cares. He has the power and he has your best interest at heart. So listen to him for direction. And then finally, look. Look to him. Look to Christ for salvation. Now, what is salvation? Salvation literally means freedom. It means liberty. It means deliverance. It means restoration and health and wholeness. God can pick you up out of that miry clay, and he can set your feet on solid ground, and he can start you on a new path and deliver you. What I'm saying is, with Jesus Christ, no situation is hopeless. Did you hear that? With Jesus Christ, no situation is hopeless. Jesus Christ is not only the hope of the world, he's the hope of your world. He's the hope in your situation, in your loss, in your crisis, in your tragedy, in your disaster. He will help you. Jonah, when he was at the worst point in his life, in moments of despair, said in Jonah 2:7, when I had lost all hope, I once again turned my thoughts to the Lord. That's what you need to do. Let's pray. Regardless of how bad it looks in your life, God specializes in resurrections. And I invite you to take these steps to say, I want to rely on Christ, and I want to receive from others, his family, the church, get involved here, and refuse to be bitter. I want to release my grief. I want to accept what can't be changed and focus on what's left, not what's lost. Would you pray this prayer? Dear God, you know how much I hurt. And you know the stresses that are really getting to me in my life. I need your help. I want to release my grief, my hurt, my bitterness, all of the emotions, the jumbled emotions that I feel, the fear about the future, the guilt about the past. And I want to give it all to you. And I ask you to help me. I want to lean on you, Jesus Christ, for stability. I want to listen to you for direction. And I want to look to you for deliverance from this situation. Help me to remember what's important in life. Help me to be grateful for what I've got, not for what I've lost. But most important, help me to rely on you. I want you to come into my life today. Make me the person you want me to be. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, but first, I want to tell you about today's special opportunity. As Jesus made his way to Calvary on the road called Via Dolorosa, which translates to the way of suffering, there were 15 stops he made along the way, which hold tremendous significance for every Christian, since many of us may not be able to travel to Jerusalem to visit this place. Pastor Rick Warren has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. It will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. The narrative will give you deep biblical insight into the most important event in human history. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you support this ministry with a financial gift. You want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. By the way, for the next 6 days, anything you donate to this ministry will be doubled by a very generous Daily Hope listener, up to $25,000. So please contact us today to let us know how you would like to help. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Now today, a generous friend of Daily Hope is offering a $25,000 matching grant. Now let me explain this. $25,000 matching grant means that when you give, it doubles your donation. But here's the thing. I want you to pray about this. I appreciate your giving. Today, your gift can be doubled. But please hear me out. I only want you to give if you feel led by God to do so. Do not give under pressure, because God doesn't reward that kind of giving. So I want you to just pause and say, God, you want me to be a part of this giving today on the matching gift. You see, your financial generosity actually makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, the Daily Hope broadcast actually goes into refugee camps. Your support helps all these people in the refugee camps learn about Jesus and helps them to grow in their faith. So again, thanks everybody for your generosity. I love you, and I'm confident that God is going to use your donation to bring more people into the kingdom. Thanks for listening, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.